Welcome back to the Contemporary Art Podcast with me, Lisa Ferral. And once again, I am back. I skipped 1 week because I was working on the Wings deep dive. And as you know, it is an annoying ass situation at this point because I can talk forever about the first three seasons, okay? Forever. And not get bored. But everything after that is torture. Maybe, you know, season four, it's like, okay, that was like a fair attempt at making a good season. You know, there was a lot of good ideas there. But everything else, girl, I can't do it. I can't do it. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me up the wall. So I needed time to sit down, focus, and just do this thing so I don't have to do it anymore. Because this deep dives, like when I start working on it, it's kind of like exciting, but then by the end of that project I get really, really annoyed because it's like, I don't know, I put too much work into them, to be honest. Today is gonna be a little bit of a media heavy episode. Just want to talk about a bunch of things, and let's start with this weird Taylor Swift impersonator. And the thing is, so it doesn't matter what her name is or whatever, like I'm not here to, you know, report on the whole situation. I'm just gonna tell you what happened, right? So there's this woman that I guess someone told her at some point that she looks like Taylor, when she was not really looking like Taylor. She was just like blonde and cut off her hair to be reminiscent of Taylor. And then she got a lot of surgery done to make herself more and more like Taylor. She changed the way she speaks, you know, the different like little things that people say or do when they are talking to the camera or to somebody, you know, like they have this little quirks that she mimics and all of that kind of stuff, right? So the reason why I even want to talk about it is not because of her existence. That's not particularly interesting. There is always someone who's impersonating famous people, like who gives a shit, right? It's not that in particular, as much as it's the fact that there's a lot of weird conversation going around this topic. First and foremost, this impersonator, she and some weird ass YouTuber whose whole shtick, as far as I understand, I don't know his entire, like, all of his work, in quotations, but what he does is he kind of, like, makes pranks, which he calls them social experiments or something like that, which is absolute bullshit. Like, it isn't social, it's not a social experiment. Like, let's be real here. It's just, it's a bunch of nonsense, really. His entire channel is just, like, random people who kind of remotely look like a particular celebrity, and then they try to make them look even more like a celebrity by like getting bodyguards to follow them and all that kind of shit, you know. That guy with this impersonator girl collaborated. It's really strange because I found a bunch of videos, you know, talking about it, and obviously there were some people who were like, listen, this is not a good idea to do that because being a celebrity usually involves a bunch of different shit, where showing up somewhere without proper organization in the area, whatever, could be potentially dangerous if that is a famous person, you know, especially when you make like such a circus out of the whole situation, right? And that's fair. I think that's fair. And I obviously, when I was growing up, I was kind of like I was into Speak Now and all of those like albums, but then after that I kind of stopped, you know, following Taylor's career as much. Like, I still listen to some of her like new music or whatever, right? But it's not like I'm really in it. So, and also when I did like her music back then, I was not familiar with the English-speaking fandom in any type of way. So now I'm just like seeing a lot of people just saying some just weird shit, okay? So I'm going to show you this TikTok. I'm not going to show who is speaking, okay? And I'm not gonna tell you her username or anything like that. This is just gonna be for the soundbite because she's not the only one who says things like that. But I think that it is something we need to talk about because I find it to be really fascinating. Because it's one thing to talk about safety, right? And then there's another thing when people talk about the situation in this particular way.
You don't know what's going on. I'll just give you a quick rundown. This woman is not Taylor Swift. She is a woman named Ashley who has built a fan base and a following here on TikTok looking like Taylor Swift. She made the decision this weekend to show up at a couple of places in Los Angeles dressed as Taylor Swift, looking like Taylor Swift, with pretend bodyguards. Naturally, this caused a lot of commotion. A lot of people followed her. There were a lot of fanfare. She clearly got the attention she was looking for. But a lot of Swifties really called her out for it. They were like, this is not okay. You're pretending to be somebody else. You've got these fake security guards around you. You're not Taylor Swift. Stop trying to act like you're Taylor Swift. You're causing chaos for no reason other than just amusement or attention. Number one, I think it's cruel. I think it's incredibly cruel to show up in a public place pretending you're somebody that you're not. Especially somebody who has touched the lives of so many people with her music. You don't have to like Taylor Swift fans, but you have to accept that her music has really, really, really meant a lot to a lot of people. And they feel a deep connection with her music. And because of that, they get naturally excited at the prospect of meeting her or seeing her somewhere. The amount of like pain and disappointment some of these people probably had at realizing that they had been scammed is really sad. And it's honestly mean-spirited in my opinion. And while at any point she can stop dressing like Taylor, acting like Taylor, and go back to her children and her husband and just live a normal life, Taylor Swift doesn't have that luxury. This is actually her life. I do think it's wrong when fans show up and hound Taylor Swift, the real one. She is a human being and she deserves privacy. And I think sadly we live in a culture where we think that celebrities aren't real people. But building an entire online presence and carving out a career for yourself, pretending somebody you're not, and then getting angry at her fans when they call you out for stuff like this, well, it just generates bad blood.
Lord. Okay. So, listen. The reason why I even wanted to talk about this TikTok is because, first and foremost, I thought it was just absolutely just so hyperbolical to use the word cruel, okay? I don't like this girl. I don't like this girl who's pretending to be Taylor Swift because it's just a silly thing to do. It's a bit of a useless thing to do. The social experiment, as I told you, I don't think it's an experiment. I think it's just a gimmick. Listen. First and foremost, I just want people who are not scientists to completely forget the word experiment because that's not what you're doing when you're just doing random shit, okay? Second of all, what are we doing here? This is such a weird ass situation where the reaction, you know, like the normal people, normal Swifties, you know, would just say, you know, this is just weird behavior, honestly. And second of all, this can be dangerous because you don't know what kind of precautions Taylor's team need to do to actually make sure that everyone is safe when she comes to public places or anything like that, right? I know nothing about that, so I'm not gonna claim to know anything, but there's been quite a few situations where people got hurt because usually it was influencers, usually it was Paul brothers being idiots, where they harmed a bunch of people because they created chaos and commotion and other things like that. So I think it's fair to criticize issues with specifically safety, right? But not saying, oh, it's so cruel to do that because she touched their hearts with her music. I'm not saying that she didn't touch people's hearts with her music. I'm sure she has. First of all, she is probably the biggest music star right now, right? And obviously she had an impact on a bunch of people. This is not like something who gives a fuck? Let's be real about this. Who gives a fuck? Does that mean that it, I don't know, it just seems really strange to be like, it's so cruel to do that, instead of being like, listen, this is stupid and it's unsafe in terms of just commotion going on. We are going into all of this crap of like, she touched people's lives, you're pretending to be her, how dare you break people's hearts. And it's like, okay, you know what I mean, like, all right. And then talking about Taylor and being like, well, you can go back to your life with your like kids and your husband, but Taylor is like, she doesn't have the luxury of not being famous. Listen, I have sympathy for people who are famous, because I personally don't think that there's anything good about fame. There's something good about money, about being able to afford to live, because most of us can't do it anymore. But to be famous, like, I don't know, I just can't come up with a single thing that I personally would consider to be a positive about fame in general. So I am not saying that this is, you know, in any shape or form unfair to say that this is not a positive thing to be that famous. But at the same time, the way that she's presenting it, it's like we're talking about some kind of marginalization where you're like, you can stop, you can, you know, the way that people talk about appropriation, that's the language that we're using here, where it's like, you can take out the braids, but those people can't, you know, like this type of thing. And you're using it for talking about Taylor Swift and her impersonators. I don't know. It's just a little silly. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm not trying to be like, this girl needs to be canceled. No, I'm just saying that this is silly. And she's not the only one who reacted this way. It's just, I feel like people sometimes take their belonging to a group of fans a little bit too far, to the point where it's just funny. So, I don't know, girl, what the hell is going on there? I genuinely don't get it. I feel like what they should have done is just not given a fuck. That's it. Also, this attitude of like, oh, their hearts were broken. You want to tell me that Taylor would have had to actually interact with them and have like a really good interaction with them for them to feel like they didn't have their hearts broken, or what? Because what do you mean? What do you mean? I don't know. Girl, this is ridiculous. Anyway, enough of that bullshit. I wanted to also mention that Lorde is back. The musician. She's back with new music. But I realized, you know, like, I've liked Lorde's music since I was probably 16. I don't know, girl. Somewhere around that age. And I loved Pure Heroin. I liked Melodrama. Melodrama was great. I was not a Solar Power girly. And don't attack me. I am not a Lordinator. So it's fine that I don't like everything, okay? Also, it would be fine even if I was a Lordinator, but whatever. In any case, I saw a couple of clips from her performances at some festival. She does love to leak or present her new music at festivals or at some kind of performances, like live performances, where instead of like posting some teasers or something like that, she would just perform it live. And I was not particularly impressed by those two tracks, but I don't know whether it's actually like the music that didn't impress me, or if that whole thing with her shushing the crowd kind of made her a little funny in my eyes. I just kind of found that even though some lyrics were good on Solar Power, like I actually was like, oh, this is really nice, in general, not a lot of actual reflection or anything like that. I feel like because she got so famous so young, and obviously she already had connections in the industry and whatever, that's how she could even create Pure Heroin, but just because it became so big so quickly, I feel like a lot of growth as a participant of our generation was taken from her, because I think that a big part of experiencing reality right now is not being super privileged, okay? Like, even when you have some privileges, you can't have that many and still have something interesting to say to the masses, because I feel like the masses are past all those points of what they are thinking is profound. Does that make sense? If not, like, ask me, I will elaborate. But in any case, I don't know if it's the attitude or something, because the thing is, I don't know what it is, genuinely, because I think my understanding of my kind of change of heart is that the combination of subpar work with her taking a really long time between albums, so like, you know that she's supposed to come back with something good and then she comes back with something meh, plus the fact that she was so disrespectful to the crowd when she was performing. Because the thing is, I understand wanting to perform something and wanting the crowd to listen, or for a part of your performance to be done in a very specific way where you would ask the audience to be quiet, right? But the way that she did it, at first I was like, when I heard that people were like kind of like making jokes about it, whatever, I was like, what's the big deal? She just asked people to be quiet for a moment or whatever for the performance to sound the way that it would be best for everyone to experience it. And then I watched the clip, and just the attitude is what's making it suck so much, I think, because I'm just not an enthusiast of people who have this kind of looking down on anyone kind of attitude. That's what I kind of got from that clip. I was like, okay, ew, what the fuck was that? People are singing your songs. They gave a fuck enough to learn your lyrics. No one nowadays is that unique that anyone owes you shit, that anyone owes you their time to consume your art or to even see it as art, you know? Like, just the attitude like that, I'm always like, oh, ew, whatever, what the fuck was that? Maybe it's a cultural difference. Maybe it's just, you know, the Western type of shit of like artists being very disrespectful is not working for me. I don't know, but I fucking hated that. I was like, wow, okay, girl, okay. All right. And now when I saw clips of her performing at that festival, she was like about to perform, and I was like thinking to myself, is she about to shush again? Because that's the attitude that she has now, in my opinion. I don't know. I think that maybe it just kind of fucked shit up a little bit in terms of public perception on my end, at least. A celebrity, I swear to God, honestly. I think I just saw a video of this girl breaking down, like being a single mother of three in the Great Depression and being a single mother of three right now, and how with all the benefits that people say that we have now to compare to back then or whatever, how that mother would have about $18, which would be $18 in 1933, so it's definitely not $18. Obviously, it would be a lot more in our money. I don't know exactly. You can go calculate it with inflation calculator, but she said that she would have like $18 left after paying all the bills, you know, to spend on something for them or whatever, and how nowadays you would have negative $700 by the end of each month after just paying your bills and food, right? So in this type of situation, I don't want to hear shit from any celebrity. I have no patience for you people. I don't want to hear you sing Imagine. I don't want to do you any of the other things that are an equivalent of that bullshit. Cannot hear it. Cannot deal with it. Cannot stand it. I want them all to shut the fuck up at this point, honestly. It's just insufferable. It is. And it's the same thing with artists, because a lot of the time when you actually get to see someone's art, it's because they're quite privileged, and that's why their art is in that big ass gallery, you know, that still pays a lot of money for art even at this time. So that means that, you know, they're somehow connected to somebody, right? And as much as it's great for them that they have those opportunities, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have them. Maybe I am saying that. It depends on the person, right? But I just don't want to hear their stupid ass takes, and I don't want to see them looking down on anybody, because everyone is working except for those people who are leeching on society, and I don't want to hear a peep, a squeak out of them anymore. I swear to God, every time I start recording this, I'm like, I'm not gonna get into a whole rant about the economy and about leeches on society. I swear I will not do it. And every time I do it, every time I goddamn do it, because it's impossible not to think about it. Every time I have this, like a call with my mom, for example, we're both like, we're not gonna say anything about the economy or politics. We're not gonna say anything because it's depressing. Or like climate and weather, you know, it's depressing. We all know what we mean. We all know what we want to say. We've talked about this many times. We're not going to do it again. And we do it every fucking time. Anyway. Oh, yeah. So another thing is I want to talk about this phenomenon. I don't even know if it's a phenomenon. Girl, it's my personal experience that I'm going to call a phenomenon and tell everyone that it's a new thing, which it isn't, but whatever. Getting an ick for consumerism because of influencers and celebrities, okay? This is adjacent to the same topic. I'm sorry. It's hard not to think about these things nowadays. It's just hard not to, you know? Anyway, so my assistant sent me a YouTube short, okay? With a girl who does like get ready with me's kind of thing, but like always with outfits, not makeup or something, right? And oftentimes, most of the time, as far as I know, right, because I don't really watch her content, this is just like an assumption of a sample of content, she styles a bunch of designer stuff that has been sent to her. So all of those designers are sending things to her, and she like her videos, one of the videos that got recommended to me had like 13 million views, like YouTube shorts, so it's like 40 seconds or something like that, right? So I recommend those types of videos. wait for it, stop laughing. I recommend these videos for those of you who don't have the means to, like, you know you shouldn't be buying something, right? But you like really want to, but like, you know, you're really shouldn't be. I recommend you watch those videos, because I guarantee you're gonna get an ick for consumerism or for buying shit. And specifically, try and find those girlies or guys or whomever who style those outfits horribly. That girl gets a lot of views. She's loaded, she's rich as fuck, and especially if she's an American and she like makes like TikToks and shorts or whatever, she makes a fortune. Apparently Canadians don't make shit on TikTok, because you know that Jack guy, I don't remember his like last name, but he like fucks around with like Curtis and what's her name, Brittany Broski. Wow, I cannot pronounce her name without a thick accent. Anyway, so he said that someone talked about how like she gets like, you know, like she was transparent about her income on TikTok, and she gets so much money, even though she has like a fraction, I think, of his followers and views, right? Don't quote me on that, but that was the point of the video, okay? Like this is the point of the video, okay? Like, yeah, maybe he didn't say it like that, but whatever. So I was shocked by that. I was like, what the fuck is the difference then? Like, I don't get it. Because that girl who's like from UK or whatever, I don't remember her name. She just got in hot water because she didn't know what a sundown town was or whatever. Which, it's one thing that, you know, you didn't know. It's another thing, the way that you talk about not knowing, whatever. She is obviously, she was probably also making quite a bit of money, right? But she's not American, so is that just Canada? Is it Canada phobia again? Is it Canuck phobia? Let me know, because I'm curious, okay? Because if that's the case, then I shouldn't even be worried that I don't post on TikTok. Because who gives a fuck? Her videos, that girl who like you know, has a lot of views, and she styles outfits. Just find that piece from Prada or Chanel or Mugler that you wanted. Just find a video of her styling it, and it's gonna genuinely make you not want it anymore. And that's not, I'm not gonna tell you who it is, okay? Because first of all, I do not remember her name, because I am horrible with names. This is not a dig at anybody when I don't remember somebody's name, okay? This is not a dig at anybody. I'm not trying to be like, I don't even remember their name. I just have terrible memory. That's about it, honestly. It's just gonna make you go, huh, maybe we buy too much. Like, it just makes you into such an anti-consumerist person. And like, she's not the only person. I just get this ick from most content now. Whenever I like see something that I was actually considering to buy, and I see somebody promoting it or doing like a makeup look that I don't like, that's kind of like too, has like a convoluted name that Hailey Bieber is trying to make into a trend, which it isn't even a trend, you know? Like, someone called her hair some crazy ass name, like something honeysuckle chestnut medley hair. It wasn't that. I can't remember again. I have bad memory. You guys, stop bullying me. Anyway, but it was so fucking dumb. Because why would you? It's just brown hair. It's warm tone brown hair. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about at this point? And like, I think naming things is really fun, and kind of rediscovering things is also really fun. It's kind of a thing that people with age get annoyed by. I feel like we're all gonna get even more and more and more annoyed with it, especially because our trends are moving so fucking fast. We're cycling through them like no other. There's no talk of 10-year periods of something being popular, or some like one style being the style, or anything like that at this point. But oh, good lord, does it make you not want to buy anything ever? Like, you look at them using some kind of product, and they pull some shit out from like 2015, some weird ass Jeffree Star ass, you know, phrase or something, and you're like, oh, that gave me the ick. I don't want to hear anything about this fucking Charlotte Tilbury whatever the fuck anymore. I don't want to hear it. How do people online and like celebrities, when they actually, you know, talk to the camera, like when they do a Vogue Get Ready With Me or whatever, how do celebrities and influencers manage to make everything look so lame? I'm sorry about today's episode being so mean. Like, it sounds a little bit like mean, but come on now. What is this? How do you make everything look so lame? Everything, absolutely everything. I don't know what it is. Maybe there are some people who can make things look better. I don't know them though. Anyway. Oh, I also want to talk about Vogue September issue, and honestly, not in particular 2023 September issue, just September issues in general. If you're not familiar, Vogue always has like a really thick release, a magazine release in September that's a lot longer than their usual. And I was watching this ASMR flip through the magazine. I love the sound of magazines, okay? But I don't like having them though in my house, so I only have like a few Canadian art magazines, and I think maybe one Vogue with Margot Robbie on it. That's it. But in any case, so I was, you know, watching that, and I was just getting so annoyed, because every single issue of Vogue has an ungodly amount of ads, and sometimes those ads are not as annoying because they can be pretty, but most of the time I can't fucking look at them, you know, because it's derivative bullshit. Every brand is trying to be the quiet luxury brand, and it's like, well, You're just boring. Okay, I don't know. Go figure yourself out. I can't look at this no more. And the problem is that this guy was just like flipping through the whole thing, and he just like flipping and flipping and flipping, and the ads don't stop. I think the video reached 5 minutes in of him just like flipping. You know, he wasn't really stopping at on each page. It was just like constant flipping. 5 minutes in is when we finally reached the first page of the actual magazine. Okay, so it was already like 40, at least 40 pages in. No, a lot more. Oh my god. Anyway, and it was a table of contents, and then we went back to ads again, and I was just sitting there like, this is insufferable. Insufferable. I feel both bored and enraged and so annoyed by the way everything is that I think that's the reason why I'm so like pissy today, is because it's just in a row I saw a bunch of stupid shit. And obviously this is how the internet works, you know, like it's kind of made to piss you off. But I think that it's not just about that, because this thing in particular is just like, I don't know, just ads are everywhere. And I understand that they're like needed to a certain extent, you know, like I have a brand myself, obviously I need to advertise it in some kind of way, but it's just so over the top to the point where I just cannot fathom how we ended up here. What I need from you guys is I need you to comment or to leave answers, you know, because on Spotify you can answer in the episode, like if the episode is open for you, you can answer an automatic question that's there. Send me some things that you saw in the past, you know, month or so, of things that felt fresh and interesting to you in terms of ideas, in terms of visuals, in terms of not, I don't know, something that is an actual thing instead of an imitation of it that's an advertisement for some actual thing. I feel like I'm surrounded by hollow images of advertisement fucking everywhere. It's a Warholian nightmare. Actually, maybe his wet dream. We will never know. And I just don't know. I so fucking annoying. Oh, and also, oh my god, one of the pages in that Vogue was like Chanel advertisement, and it was like Gabrielle Chanel manifesto. What kind of manifesto our girly girl Chanel would have? A manifesto that I would want nothing to do with, and a manifesto that Mussolini would enjoy. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you still talking about her? You should be distancing your brand from her as much as possible. What the fuck is going on? Anyway, I don't want to be too much of a downer, so I will talk about something nicer. Let me think. Going out tomorrow for drinks and a movie with my assistant. Is that something good? It is. I mean, for me, it is. I'm excited for what's to come on the channel. I'm actually have so many ideas. I am a little tired. I wish I could have like more people working with me, but it is not viable right now. And unless I make enough to actually pay people well, I cannot be fucking with that. I know that there's some people who were reaching out to me. They were, you know, they wanted to work together, which is honestly like, it's great, and I love that you would like to work on things together and whatever. And I mean like in the sense of like being an editor or a researcher or whatever. But I just have a very firm stance on no free labor, no unpaid labor. And for now, unless my channel actually, you know, blows up, I can't be doing that. And I don't want to be one of those fucking people who don't pay, okay? I don't like that. Even if people say it's okay, it's not okay with me. So I can't do it. I'm thinking that maybe next week we'll have more of a arts focused episode, and I think that we'll probably talk about one of the first abstract paintings, and or rather artists, and what they've been inspired by and why their art is quite interesting. And specifically, we're going to be looking at it from a perspective of synesthesia. I'm not that interested in it anymore, but when I was in first year of university, synesthesia inspired art has been like one of my favorites to look at and to see if there's any, you know, relationships between different types of paintings or interpretations of music, for example, in visual form. And we'll obviously talk about Kandinsky because of it. And anyway, let me know how you're feeling, what's new, and I'll see you with another episode next week. Bye.